49-year-old Jason Lyman of Mona, Utah, was snowmobiling in the Uintas last weekend with his friend Shannon Marchbanks and Marchbanks' 14-year-old son when tragedy struck. Marchbank told the Utah Avalanche Center in a video about the moment the slide happened.
It broke hundreds of yards above him, and it broke hundreds of yards each side, and it was huge. And you're trying to watch your buddy, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. And you think you're far enough that you really, if it sloughs off, you're going to be fine. And it wasn't the case.
Marchbanks and his son was able to escape the slide and began to immediately search for Lyman.
It probably took 15 minutes before I finally got a signal. And then when I would dig and we'd get down, and I'll tell you, I went out that day and I have a probe and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it for the last 2 weeks. And I just thought, we're not going to be in the hills. I don't need to bring my probe. And I'll tell you, it kills me.
Two other riders came by who had a probe and were able to find Lyman in a few minutes and dig him out in about 5 minutes or so. Lyman was flown by a helicopter to a hospital in Evanston where he died. Marchbanks addressed his fellow snowmobilers.
None of us are an exception. I get to go home. My son gets to go home. He don't go home. He's not going home. He's dead. There's no back. I'm on the phone. I'm warm. I'm with my family. I got my kids. And she called me and said, hey, what happened? I had to tell her. And then she has to go up to Evanston because she wants to see her husband. That's not fair. My wife gets me. My kids get me. It's done.
You can find a link to the full video interview on KPCW's website. Lyman was the first avalanche fatality of the season in the Wasatch Back. Two other snowmobilers and one skier have died in Utah due to avalanches this season. One other Utah man died while snowmobiling in Bonneville County, Idaho this year. Craig Gordon of the Utah Avalanche Center spoke about the fatalities so far in Utah this season.
The folks that were involved either had no avalanche rescue gear or didn't have the full complement. And maybe in some cases that could have really made a difference at the end of the day.
Gordon emphasized that the first step every backcountry enthusiast should take is avoidance of dangerous areas.
Avoidance is the ticket. But then if we do happen to make a mistake, we're caught and carried in an avalanche, not only do we need experienced partners, but everybody in our group needs to wear and know how to use an avalanche beacon, a shovel, and a probe. Those three items are just basics, ABCs. Along with that, again, check the local avalanche advisory, know the kind of avalanche dragon you're dealing with, avoid that, because any avalanche it's triggered right now, and especially as we get into this next storm cycle, is going to be deep. It's going to break wide. We're seeing timber snapping avalanches. So in that case, the only way we manage that is through avoidance. And we've got to remember it is a long ski season. I guarantee you, if we practice a little patience, the payoff will be remarkable because we will have some really wonderful powder-filled days.
You can find up-to-date avalanche forecast at utahavalanchecenter.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.